After a marathon session that ran well past midnight, the North Carolina Senate has approved the state's $21 billion budget. It was just one of a number of bills passed by the chamber, another a bill to cap county sales tax rates. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now to talk about those two bills. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Marshall.
So, Tom, let's start with the budget.
Well, the Senate held two votes in this very long session on the bill. Both passed easily. The final tally was 33-10. But that doesn't mean there wasn't a lot of debate on the measure. Republicans largely applauded the 260-page bill, pointing out it gives an average 7% raise to teachers, it keeps teaching assistant positions, and does not reduce the number of people who qualify for Medicaid, a program that gives medical insurance for the poor and disabled. Now, Democrats, on the other hand, pointed out that the budget cuts money from programs for at-risk kids, it uses federal money to pay for programs the state used to pay for, and that North Carolina will not put money into its rainy day fund, which is one of the ways the Republicans pay for teacher raises. And in terms of those pay increases, Democrats again and again pointed out that while young teachers would indeed be getting large pay increases, more experienced teachers would not. This is because long-serving teachers currently get what's called longevity pay, which is a check once a year.
That sounds like a bonus check to me.
It basically is. And under the budget that passed the Senate, these long-serving teachers will still get that money, but it's counted towards their raise. So while entry-level teachers may be getting something like a double-digit pay raise, experienced teachers are looking at raises that could be as low as between 1% and 3%. But Republicans, well, they're happy to concede that that's true, but they say a raise is still a raise.
Now, at times, the debate over the budget seemed to be about settling political scores.
Well, that's definitely true. Let me give you two examples of that. First, Democratic Senator Jeff Jackson of Mecklenburg County brought up that no member of his party was able to see the 260-page budget until it was made public, and that senators didn't get hard copies of the bill until 8 a.m. yesterday morning. Well, actually, Wednesday morning. The first debate on the measure was at 4 p.m., just 8 hours later.
I don't know how you can vote on it in good conscience. You can't possibly know what's in here. You can't possibly know the intended effects of this budget, let alone the unintended effects.
Now, of course, all budgets are written by the majority party. It's just how it works. And that's true whether the Republicans are in charge or the Democrats are in charge. Here's Jackson again.
And I know what you're going to say. I can see you reaching for the microphone. You're going to say Democrats did it worse. And you're right. Everyone recognizes this isn't the way it should be done. But you're doing it anyway. So let's call it what it is. This is payback.
Now, in response to this and other claims of partisanship, the Republicans basically said, yep, this is payback. Here's an example. This is Republican Senator Tom Goolsbee.
So when I hear the drivel and the crying and the whining by Democrats about how bad this is, I don't know what planet you're on. Because I know how bad it was when you were in charge and what you left us.
Well, in the end, the budget passed. So what happens now?
Well, now it's the House's turn. They, too, are expected to hold a marathon session to vote this through as quickly as possible. The first vote is expected today, the second either later today or possibly Saturday morning.
Now let's talk about that county sales tax cap, which passed the Senate. I thought that bill was likely dead.
So did many others after it was shot down by the House Finance Committee. Now, in the past, it called for a cap of 2.5% for the sales taxes levied by counties, and that just happens to be the rate that Mecklenburg County already has. The bill would have effectively killed a November referendum planned for Mecklenburg County, where voters will decide whether or not to levy a quarter cent more. And that extra money that's generated by that quarter cent would go towards local teacher pay increases and to prop up struggling museums and other art and science institutions in the area. Now, the new version of the bill that passed last night had a surprise change. Mecklenburg and other counties that have such a referendum on the November ballot can keep it. And if it passes, the county would be grandfathered in. So if the new version of the sales tax cap bill does indeed become law, it would not scuttle Mecklenburg's plans.
That's WFAE's Tom Bullock. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.